Support comes from Empower Missouri, which believes a criminal record shouldn't be a lifetime sentence of poverty. Empower Missouri is working to automate expungement of criminal records. More at empowermissouri.org.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Rosenbaum, a political correspondent with St. Louis Public Radio and one of the hosts of Politically Speaking. What you are about to hear is a roughly five-minute interview I conducted on March 30th with Vice President Kamala Harris. We talked about the vaccine rollout in the St. Louis region, and we talked more about a mass vaccination site administered by FEMA that will open on April 7th at the America's Center Convention Complex in downtown St. Louis. When it opens, the America's Center site will operate 7 days a week and will be able to provide 3,000 people a day with the COVID-19 vaccine. Without any further ado, here's my interview with Vice President Harris. Madam Vice President, thank you very much for talking with Missouri and St. Louis residents today. We only have 5 minutes, so I don't want to waste a second. St. Louis residents, including myself, for full disclosure, have traveled hundreds of miles to get their COVID-19 vaccines. And I want you to tell me how using the America's Center Convention Complex as a federal vaccination site will prompt people to get their shots closer to home.
Well, first of all, it's good to be back in St. Louis, although virtually today. My husband was in St. Louis last week speaking about what we're doing around a number of issues. But vaccines are one of our number one priorities as an administration. So we opened up a mass vaccination site at America's Center Convention Complex, and it will have the capacity to administer 3,000 shots a day. I'll tell you that the president is and has recently made clear that we are committed to making sure that 90% of adults in America will be able to get a shot within 5 miles of their home, because exactly what you're talking about is what we want to avoid. We want to make sure it's going to be easy for people to get vaccinated, and that means making it accessible to them, not having to require people to travel long distances to get the vaccine that will save their lives. In fact, by April 19th, we are committed that 90% of the adults in the United States of America will be eligible for vaccinations. And really, our real push right now is just to urge everyone who can get vaccinated, who is up to get vaccinated, that you do get vaccinated. It will save your life and the lives of our family members and community members.
I also saw yesterday that the Biden administration is expanding vaccines to thousands of additional pharmacies. Do you see pharmacies as the eventual default place to get the COVID-19 vaccine in a couple of months, as opposed to mass vaccination centers like the one in St. Louis?
Well, I'll tell you, the pharmacies have been very effective because, of course, people have routines about going to the pharmacy in their neighborhood. Many of the pharmacies also are located in grocery stores where people regularly shop for food. So that is, it has proven to be very effective. But I'll tell you what is also effective is our community health centers, because we want to make sure, and you've heard the president talk about it, we are acutely aware of also racial disparities in terms of who's getting vaccinated, accessibility, and making sure that there are trusted sources and locations where folks can go to get vaccinated. And we have found that the community health centers are as effective and in some cases even more effective than pharmacies. So it's both, in addition to the mass vaccination centers that we're doing now, but the others will continue to work in supporting and resourcing.
I want to talk about vaccine hesitancy. Yamiche Alcindor of PBS NewsHour recently reported that Republicans are polled as the most vaccine hesitant groups in the country. And I understand a Democratic presidential and vice presidential administration is not the perfect messenger for a GOP-leaning state like Missouri, but getting the virus under control is your responsibility, and I want you to talk about how you're going to handle vaccine hesitancy among people that may not agree with the Biden administration politically.
Well, first of all, we're making clear that, trust the public health professionals, trust the doctors, trust the scientists. We want you to take our word for it, but you can also take the word of Dr. Fauci, of Dr. Walensky, of these academics, these scientists who have been doing this work forever. And, frankly, I have no idea who they voted for in the last election, but I do know that they know their science, they know medicine, and they're trusted by the people in their communities. And they are trusted messengers for people who voted for whoever they voted for across the board, but including conservative, so-called conservative voters. They are trusted messengers. And the doctors of America have been very clear and unambiguous that when it's your turn, get vaccinated. It'll save your life.
I have one more question before I let you go. Missouri is going to be getting billions of dollars from the American Rescue Plan for state, county, and municipal governments. It also could get even more money if they expand Medicaid under the auspices of the Affordable Care Act. But Missouri and other states that are eligible for that are balking at it, saying they don't want to expand this program. Why do you feel like it is now is the time for a state like Missouri to expand Medicaid and access that part of the American Rescue Plan?
Well, I'll tell you, as with so many other aspects of the American Rescue Plan, a plan that is that has brought $1,400 checks to people in need, a plan that will lift half of America's children out of poverty, a plan that will help struggling small businesses stay in business, especially those hardest hit, including restaurants, neighborhood restaurants. As with all of those issues, including the expansion of Medicaid, the American people, in a bipartisan way, support what we did. It's a whole other case when you're talking about elected people. and sadly, we've seen real partisanship around elected people, but not around the American people. And as evidenced by in Missouri, it's my understanding, in 2020, Missouri residents voted for Medicaid expansion. So the people voted for it. But I think it's a different case when you're talking about the elected officials and where they stand on the issue. But we're very clear. Listen, Missouri is eligible for additional funds from the American Rescue Plan if it implements Medicaid expansion. So Missouri is positioned right now to get more money and to expand the number of people who have health coverage. But it is in the hands, this is my understanding, it's in the hands right now of your elected leaders, but the people of Missouri have said they want it.
If you want to know more about how COVID-19 is affecting the state of Missouri and the St. Louis region, go to stlpublicradio.org to read our extensive coverage. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, and thank you for listening to this special interview with Vice President Kamala Harris.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.